It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the... Dump that!
What? The hell?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You can't eat acid every day, or the other thing that I said.
Katie does.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's not a good word to stop in the middle of.
Let's make note of that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings you the emergency break of the week. We give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. This man is a legend. He leads the all-time mark of emergency breaks of the week. He's a candidate quite often here. In fact, I think he was last week, and he didn't quite win. Norm Hitchkiss is back once again. This is an amazing moment. And poor Norm, he's just trying to talk about his dog barking. But he uses a different word about his dog barking. And unfortunately for Norm, he doesn't really know the other definition of the word he said, or maybe the only definition of the word he said. And he says this word repeatedly. I don't know, maybe 15 times? Take a listen.
There's a wonderful glass door here where she can see outside and see everything. And she can see any of the wildlife, any people go by, she'll start boofing, which means I'll have to get her out of the room right away.
What is boofing?
What is that now?
Boofing.
Come again?
What does that mean to you?
It's different from barking. Barking is when she opens her mouth and, okay? But boofing is she forces air through her cheeks and out her mouth, like boof, 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 boof. Mm-hmm. That's boofing.
I get you.
Is that a term that you made up?
Yeah, I don't think that's a technical veterinarian term.
Stay off the internet, Norm.
That's a term for something a little different in most corners.
What does boofing mean?
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Can I read the Urban Dictionary definition for that word?
Please do.
Give me a hint at how far out of step I am, gentlemen.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step. As far out of step as you can imagine.
What if I went to a bar this evening?
Oh dear.
ordered a round of drinks. And suggested, is anybody here up for boofing? What would I be asking?
This is amazing.
Well, where do I get a hold of the Urban Dictionary so I don't do stuff like this?
It's at your local public library.
I told you.
Oh, wow.
That it may be his most amazing moment or moments.
He did dig in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Boofing
to a bar and asking if anyone's up for it.
All right, for those who don't know, George, you should explain boofing.
I think there's some confusion here.
Well, no, we talked about in the pre-show meeting, it was Gordon on the script here, says Gordon defines what that word means. And
well, slang. I don't, what it refers to now is not what I remember it referring to when I was in junior high. So I remember in junior high that
boofing
referred to an act of anal grex.
Yeah.
Usually between same-sex persons, right?
Yes.
That's what I remember it referring to. But now I believe it refers to a practice known as butt chugging.
Yeah.
Or getting an
alcohol
enema
or drugs.
Yeah. Or drugs in your rectum.
No.
So, yes. In your anal rectum.
It's basically the intake of multiple items of your choice in one of the worst ways possible.
Right. Well, yeah. Or one of the best ways possible.
Depending on your view.
Celebrating the freedom of the rectum here. But
celebrating the freedom of the rectum.
It's very important to a lot that goes on.
Your next song that you write.
Fair enough.
But as I see all these definitions in Urban Dictionary and all this, it's always referring to intaking drugs or some sort of intoxicating substance into the rectum. But that's not the definition I remember. Am I wrong in that, guys? I mean, am I wrong? Don't
no,
y'all
you're,
remember?
You're right. When we were younger,
yeah.
It seemed yes. to refer yes. to making love yes. to another yes. person's
and
bottom.
I think that's what everybody on Norm's crew was thinking, too.
Yeah, safe to say if Norm did his little scenario where he goes into a bar and shouts, is anybody up for that? No matter what your definition of it is, you're going to get some weird looks,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've heard those two definitions, we got to hear it just one more time.
There's a wonderful glass door here where she can see outside and see everything. And she can see any of the wildlife, any people go by, she'll start boofing, which means I'll have to get her out of the room right away.
What is boofing?
What is that now?
Boofing.
Come again?
It's what does that mean to you?
It's different from barking. Barking is when she opens her mouth and, okay? But boofing is she forces air through her cheeks and out her mouth, like, boof, 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 boof.
Mm-hmm.
That's boofing.
I get you.
Is that a term that you made up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a technical veterinarian term.
Okay. Stay off the internet, Norm.
That's a term for something what? A little different in most corners.
What does boofing mean?
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Can I read the Urban Dictionary definition for that word?
Please do.
Give me a hint at how far out of step I am, gentlemen.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step. As far out of step as you can imagine.
So, what if I went to a bar this evening?
Oh, no. Dear.
Uh-huh. Ordered a round of drinks.
Got it.
And mm-hmm. and suggested, is anybody here up for boofing? What would I be asking?
This is amazing.
Well, where do I get a hold of the Urban Dictionary so I don't do stuff like this?
Your local public library.
Where do you got to go to the library?
I'm here to check out the Urban Dictionary.
Where do I get a hold?
You mean just the dictionary? No, the Urban Dictionary.
Where am I on this thing?
All the way.
All the way, Norm.
All the way up step.
My favorite part of that is when he says it the first time and you hear Mike and Sean both go, whoa.
No.
Whoa, hey.
It immediately triggered something on their radar. They both go, whoa.
Oh, man, there is Norm back again as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Dan McDowell. Tell me this isn't a stoner conversation as he wonders, where exactly is New Zealand?
See, there's like one country that has full sports with...
I believe that is New Zealand,
full
right?
Full stadiums and everything.
Yeah.
Like because they have declared their whole country COVID-free.
Yeah, it's been a while since they've had a new case.
I don't even know where New Zealand is, dude.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you? Could you pick out New Zealand on
a map? What continent?
Why did that surprise you, Jake?
What do you mean, could I pick out New Zealand on a map?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right now, I give you a blank map. You could find New Zealand.
What do you think it's next to?
I don't know. I think it's like north.
North of what? Stop the music.
It's
the
news, light.
The news is over. We're into another thing.
I think it's like, I don't really know at all.
North what? Name a country that you
probably
think
over
is
there, like
North
Europe-y.
Earth.
Somewhere Europe-y.
Name a country that you think is close to New Zealand.
Like,
is it landlocked?
No, I don't think so. I think it's up like
Well, if it's not landlocked, what would that make it?
Greenlandy or Iceland or something. Is it like around there? Or is it down by Australia?
God, I love you.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's...
Why don't you just answer my question?
It's down by Australia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
that's
You typically
what,
learn about
that was my other,
them together. Oceania?
That was my other... I knew it was either Greenland's type or Australia type. So it's real warm?
It's South Earth.
It's South, not North.
South Earth. All right, coming up next...
Oh, wow. Man, we got to slow that one down.
You think that sounds stonery?
Starting with, I don't even know where New Zealand is, dude.
That is miraculous to me. Of course, you guys know I'm a map guy.
Right.
Right.
So I find it hard to believe that people don't know where countries are or...
A lot of people don't have maps.
Or can't
no,
identify. Like if you show them the shape of a state, they can't identify that state. I just find that miraculous.
Could you easily fill in a blank state line map?
I could do it in 10 seconds.
Well, you can't do it that fast.
There would not be a single one that I'd get hung up on. Now, a world map, there'd be a couple countries that I'd get hung up on. Mainly in Eastern Europe, but for the most part, I think I could fill that out.
Mainly in Eastern Europe. I bet you I could give you a European map. Let's say Europe and Asia. And I bet you wouldn't get 50%.
Oh, I'd get 50%.
Ooh.
Guaranteed.
Whoa. Oh, yes!
Guaranteed. I can even identify where... I can even identify... I can pick out Liechtenstein and Luxembourg and Andorra. I guarantee I get more than 50%.
Really?
I'll take that bet.
Okay, what about Africa? 50%?
You know, only because we traveled to Africa last summer, and I really familiarized myself with the continent. But before that, I'm not sure I could have.
He can make
South America.
Both of us were really good at making D's in college.
South America, for sure.
South America, you could get over 50%.
100%. 100%. 100% I could get over 50%.
What? So 100% of the time you can get over 50%.
Yes, South America.
Okay.
All right, there is Dan as candidate number two.
We'll do that at
we'll
Ticket
Stock.
Challenge. We'll do that at Ticket Stock.
Ticket Stock, that's
geography.
Boring watching you fill out maps.
All right, candidate number three, we go from map confusion to bird confusion, and here is Sean Bass.
How many birds can you guys name that aren't mascots of professional sports teams? Interesting.
Oh, let's see.
Let's go.
Hummingbirds?
Grackles.
Chickens.
Penguins.
I'll vote for the chicken.
Sports team.
Pittsburgh has the penguin.
Oh, yeah. And is that a bird?
No.
Is a penguin a bird?
Yes. It is?
Yes.
Let's emu.
Sean said no.
Emu ain't a bird.
Penguin's a penguin.
Yes, it is. It's the world's largest flightless bird.
Emus?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Penguin's classified as bird.
I'm curious why it wouldn't be.
I'll be damned.
A very informative birdhouse.
Indeed.
I'm going to defend Sean. I had to think about it.
That's ridiculous.
They don't fly. Yeah, well, they don't
Sean
fly. They're more
in the
of
background,
a seal.
Penguin's a bird?
Yeah, I screwed that one up. I don't know
yes,
how.
Yes, penguin's a bird.
I had to think about
and
it.
We were
it
taught
seems
that
more
in
like
school,
a seal.
But yeah, it doesn't fly, and it's always on ice, so I don't think bird.
It's always on ice. Yeah, I had to think about it at least. And the no-fly thing is a big one, and the fact that it acts so much like a seal.
But I totally screwed that up. Freely admit that.
It was a funny stop down anyway. All right, so is it Norm, Dan, or Sean? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, I'm going to have to write in George again because I've heard he's been spoofing with Dr. Oz.
I don't do that, sir, and if I did, I would not do it with Dr. Oz. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, does my vote still count on the stream?
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Everything counts on the stream.
Sweet. Give me Chancellor McDowell.
Don't call him that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah, there's no doubt about this one. Give me Norm.
Thank you. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Were you guys aware that when Norm and Jay Hitzkus first began driving in the summertime, that he had three vehicles? Yeah, that's right. Three vehicles, if you can believe it. But by the end of the summer, he was down to one. The other two, he wrecked them.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
What a waste of time.
You're all dumber for having listened to your phone call.
I don't know. I laughed. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Hey, guys, I think this may be Coco. Let's get vibrato to it now.
Today, extra special primate anniversary for Coco. And Coco not talking about Juneteenth. Do Muser know what commemorate today is?
I don't know about that.
What commemorate today is? No.
But it was exactly 2 years ago today.
All right, thanks, Coco.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coco.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, it's Professor Ebrick, man. I thought I'd help clear up this word with an example. Like, these boots are made for barking, and that's just what they'll do. And one of these days, these boots were gonna butt juggle over boots.
There's Ebrick, man. Another Norm boat.
Chug. So wrong.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins Ebrick?
Hey, fellas, it's your sweetheart gal pal looking to vote on your favorite cheesesteak while listening to O. Oswald Christmas Tree and eating pretzels with Gordon.
So weird.
All right. What the hell was just said?
Can I vote for the cheesesteak with Gordon and eating pretzels and Oswald Tree Christmas? Oh, yeah.
No, just okay. Vote for one of the candidates.
Can I vote for Corby?
No.
Okay, can we please move on?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Come on, I am radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, niggas, I want to vote for Norm Hicks, because just so you know, and y'all have a happy T-Rona and a wonderful Juneteenth. Love you.
Thank you. Okay. Wish us happy Corona, Natalie means.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner once again, Norm.
There's a wonderful glass door here where she can see outside and see everything. And she can see any of the wildlife, any people go by, she'll start boofing, which means I'll have to get her out of the room right away.
What is boofing?
What is that now?
Boofing.
Come again?
What does that mean to you?
It's different from barking. Barking is when she opens her mouth and, okay? But boofing is she forces air through her cheeks and out her mouth, like boof, 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 boof. Mm-hmm. That's boofing.
I get you. Is that a term that you made up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a technical veterinarian term.
Okay. Stay off the internet, Norm.
That's a term for something what? A little different in most corners.
What does boofing mean?
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Can I read the Urban Dictionary definition for that word?
Please do.
Give me a hint at how far out of step I am, gentlemen.
I'm going to go ahead and say all the way out of step. As far out of step as you can imagine.
What if I went to a bar this evening?
Oh, dear.
ordered a round of drinks and suggested, is anybody here up for boofing? What would I be asking?
This is amazing.
Well, where do I get a hold of the Urban Dictionary so I don't do stuff like this?
It's at your local public library.
There's isn't a lot that of gold the, there. Isn't the sports equivalent of that a guy who hits a three, then gets a steal and another three, then gets a rebound and another pull-up three? I mean, he just keeps scoring, and no one can believe it.
He's not doing well.
What's his total?
115 for Norman psychotic break Hitzkus.
On that.
All right, Norm wins the E-break once again.